We've been discussing Shaminyani Tefillah, and at the end we were discussing, lastly, 2 weeks ago, we were discussing some different issues regarding Tashlumin, the mitzvah when you miss the davening, whether it's Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv, making up the next possible Tefillah. So we were discussing some interesting questions regarding Tashlumin. We touched on the concept of Magen Avos on Friday night, that the Chazan and the congregation, depending which minig you have of singing, and we point out that Vilna Gaon, right, that was set up as a Chazaras Hashas, even though all year round for Meyer we don't have it. That's a discussion as Rebbe Baruch Hashem Yolam and Yornino, whether that, according to some posts, could be Yotze Yishmon Esrei by saying those 18 phrases. But regarding the Mayan Shiva, that was set up for Friday night. So the Gemara talks about for the latecomers, but the Vilna Gaon said that's not the pshat, is that that was the Chazaras Hashas. If you came in late, you could be Yossi, your own private Shmon Esrei, with the listening to the Magen Avos. And hence, in the Minhag HaGrush Shul, you wouldn't hear anyone singing it, everyone would keep quiet and let the Chazan say it, and you listen to the Chazan's repetition, you fulfill your mitzvah of Shmon Esrei. And that even in shuls that have a minute to sing, the chazan should go back and say, Magen Avos, like we do by Moses. So we pointed out what happens if you forgot to daven mincha erev Shabbos tomorrow afternoon. You didn't daven mincha, so what's the question? You do tashlum and you make it up to Shmon Esrei Friday night. So the shayla was, could you use the tashlumin for Magen Avos? Could I daven my regular Shmoneh Esrei for my erev, and then my makeup count by tashlumin mincha, could that count as Magen Avos? The Prima Gaon says, no, the only reason we're lenient regarding Magen Avos is because Tzilas Arev is Rishus. Because historically, fundamentally, the Mikra Adin, my erev is optional, and therefore, we're lenient on a Chazara Tashat, but normally you have only for an Eino Bakti, someone who can't daven themselves, we rely on it.
So from again, above, so you have to go back. I mean, if there's any part of Shema Esrei that you sing with a Chazan, the Chazan must necessarily repeat it?
Meaning, you're saying throughout the, in general, Chazara Tashat, you mean like Tfila Tatsibor, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right, Pashat is Tfila Tatsibor, it'd be any part from the beginning. Really, the real halacha is hearing word for word from the beginning to end. That's why our meaning is, when let's say we forget a yal of a yav or something, we don't rely on the Chazaras Hashat.
No, I'm saying when you're doing Chazaras Hashat, the Yom Kippur, and you're singing along with the Bafila.
Right, again, it is true, but then it depends which parts are extra piyutim, which parts are considered, you know, my Ikar Adin part, but you'd be right, there'd be no difference. If whatever is considered an integral, you know, working definitely with the sheets of Tzvilas HaTzib, or the brisket is very much, that's right, you have to hear, it's like you go back Modim, you have to Modim and Afnalach, don't just, you have to wait for everyone to finish and you continue. It's every, right, it's every...
No, but they're singing different words. So if they're singing Mechaya Mason with you...
Well, okay, that gets into another question of Shomeya Ka'ona, how is it working that you're being Yotzei Chazaras Hashas, and then the question of whether you say Shomeya Ka'ona on a chatzi pasuk. In other words, Dominic America, then in North America, there are people like singing, let's say during Kiddush, kind of singing, you know, you're different parts, you join in, so is that okay? So that's the makhol. We're supposed to make her at the end, we pass and it's okay. We can do Shomeya Ka'ona on half. So in theory, if you were saying the same word, so that could be, assuming it works through Shomeya Ka'ona, that's a discussion, right? So then it's better if you're singing over the same words and you're still listening to the chazan as opposed to, by holding, you're saying different words totally.
So the Bafila should not have to go back and sing Magen Avos the whole thing?
The Baal, no, well, he should.
If you're singing it with him, that's
No, but
he doesn't have to go back after.
No, because he, right, I mean, the point is that the trade kohel ol mishayin, the point being is, If you can concentrate and hear every word of the with the singing, so it's not singing per se. The assumption of not singing means you're not going to hear the chazan, and you won't be able to concentrate. But in theory, you know, if someone was singing low and you'll be able to hear, that isn't, it's not the singing, but it's the fact that you can't hear every word of the Chazara Tasha. So if there's still noise in the shul, but you hear, so make right in, you could still be out there. If you're still hearing the chazan, even, you know, together with the singing.
That's why somebody
does like,
there's
room
to hear the
Chazara
Tasha. I mean, isn't
that
a whole question of
who,
of
who's
that, what exactly is the
seed
of the
Chazara Tasha? Yeah, that's not something that will get, that will be in 2 weeks here when we focus on the seed of the seed, but that gets, there was one of Rav Sheish, one of the rabbis who was, I was turning away during, I was talking about Kriyas HaTorah, but in terms of it, which is the same question, he was learning or something during Kriyas HaTorah, to get into what, depends what's the nature of the Chiyah of the Kriyas HaTorah, and what, you know, what exactly.
The
That's the Bristol. I mean, that's the rub, the Bristol position. That's why, especially at Lutz of Rosh Hashanah, he was very mocked. You have to hear, you know, you got to hear, you know, whatever. You know, he probably skipped it to you, too, but whatever is considered the Iker part, you have to hear, right? They were very mocked. That's you know, certainly they're about talking, but in terms of just not even. You know, not even paying attention to the chaz is the problem. You know, again, there's two different chiyuvim. There's tefillah b'tzibur, we'll get into it. Tefillah b'tzibur is your silence when they're together with the other people who's davening, and the tefillah tatzibur, that's the chazara tashat. So we'll get into much more detail that in 2 weeks when we go into it.
I heard the Rebbe also held that listening to
the
Torah was also
a chiyuv. Well, that's the famous Rav Chaim. They say Rav Chaim was mocked never to go on trips even on a Monday and a Thursday where he missed Kriyas HaTorah. Question: why not? Hash is the Cholvas HaTzibur. So whether he actually held like the Ramban is Ramban that says the Cholvas HaYachid, whether he actually was mocked and Iker HaDin or is just his own Chumrah, that's a discussion. But right, if you held it was the Cholvas HaYachid, you know, Cholvas, and even more Cholvas HaGavra, you know, maybe, I don't know if he held it was like Pashas Zachar or not, but you know, in the same, maybe, you know, maybe Midrabanan, you know, there wouldn't be a Minat Torah anyway, Parsha Zarka would be. But, right, that was, Brisk is very mocked on those types of things.
Because there is the Rebbe used to take out, when he used to travel on Mondays and Thursdays,
so
he could take out
to
take him out to...
You mean he used to read at Mincha, or when he got in, you mean? What do you mean?
He got in
the shit. Yeah, that's right. That's what we discussed a little bit when we were discussing in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah. Could you, if whatever reason you missed, you didn't read the Kriyas HaTorah at Shacharis, could you do it at Mincha? So that was part of the discussion. So it's better, we discussed even doing it on Tuesday, because it's still within the 3 days, but basically there's enough postscript that say that you could read the Kriyas HaTorah, certainly at Mincha, perhaps even, in fact, when it was at Rabbi Itkin's, the last wedding, his daughter, so they all, the Lubavitcher, the Chabad in Hamilton, so he had his last Hamilton wedding, meaning his last girl getting married. His son actually used to live across the street at one of these houses, now he lives by his dorms. But either way, so when they came in, they supposed to took a bus from Montreal, so they all came in, it was Mincha time, but they all came in, after I think they went to take out, I saw them taking out a Sefer Torah, presumably it was a Monday, I assumed they were about to open up and start reading it, but that's what to that point the many posts, you know, is you can do, maybe even should do. But that's the Chovat HaTzibur, that's
when... But I heard the Rav used to come in and put together a minyan, because he had
a little bit of he himself would read, even though everyone, 9 other people, you're saying, right, already heard it. He's saying, he's taking even a step further. Right. I fit in with the Rav Chaim story. You know, again, you know, it sounds more like a brisk of chumra than the Iker HaDin, but with brisk of chumra, it's different than brisk of chumra is a more real chumra. What I mean is, it's based on real stuff. We're showing him, you know, not a chumra made out of nowhere. So that's why they're always mocked, because they just they find these different sheets in mostly the Rishonim, and then they'll be mocked on that. But sound like, you know, some minhag, they probably want to, I don't know how much I'll discuss the minhag of Shabbos Shira feeding the birds, even though there's a lot of discussion on that topic, but it's not like a brisker discussion. You know, they're a real dinam daraisa, and like my focus we've shown him, and then they develop real, you know, lambda shachumras that make sense. it's a hard, you know, I'm not saying you have to follow them and, you know, it's a different lifestyle, but that they, the chumras are based on real shittas that aren't baker as in, but they take on, you know, they take on the different chumras. So, right, that's what we discussed. The Prima Gunnan says no tashlumin for mincha amagad avit because that's mincha, it's a chiyuv. And Malami Lahoel even took it further, that since you're doing tashlumin mincha, Amara, not only can you fulfill tashlumin mincha, but you couldn't even fulfill your tzivot aravit. When you're doing a tashlumin, if you miss Friday afternoon, you're davening two shmon esrei, so we passed in Vikra Adin, you could listen to the Magen Avos, and the Yotzi Yeron, because three times we should, but the Milam Lahol says, not if you miss Erev Shabbos, then you can't. That apparently Meyer takes on the status of Mincha, even a higher level, and therefore he says it doesn't work at all. And we said the Rashash, he seems to say the opposite, that in a situation where you miss Mincha, and Mincha is the Tashlumin is the Tuffel, that follows the main obligation of Meyer, and he says, it's even mincha we see like a rishus. He doesn't talk in that context, but based on this rashash, one can conclude that according to him, you can do tashlumei mincha. You know, Bekir Adin, we seem like the Prima Gunna, we assume not. We assume tzilas arv is rishus, and only by Meir, but tashlumei mincha, we be mapped to, you know, you have to do another davening. And then we went into a famous dispute on Magen Avraham and the nose of Yehuda, in terms of if you only have a couple minutes left, or depending on how long your Shemoneh Esrei is before Shkia, whether you didn't have a mitzvah of a mincha, you both have until Shkia to daven. So which one do you do first? So at first glance, it seems to be an explicit Gemara that mincha beats mitzvah because mincha is tadir and mitzvah isn't tadir. V'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. However, that's all things being equal, you're doing both. Here we're talking about a case you only can do one. So Rabbi Avraham, whether it's a chiddush or not a chiddush, he writes, you should daven mutzaf. Because mutzaf you can still get in, and you do, what can you do? You're an honest, you're a shogeg, it's out of your control now, you daven, you can do tashlumin. You can't, as he pointed out, you can't do tashlumin on mutzaf, because mutzaf isn't rachamim. He says, daven mutzaf, and you'll daven two shmon esrei that Meir will make up the mincha. And the other Yudhis says, no way. The Gemara, the Yushami, he quotes, that mincha over mutzaf no matter what, then that's the yidavim mincha, and let the chips fall where they may, that's it. You can't do mutzaf, so, ava yomo, but the Gemara, or even Eger tries to buffer it, that maybe there's really no machlokas with the mother from Yushalam, maybe Yushalam is only talking in a case where, is it a case where you don't have, you were amazed that it was, whatever the hypothetical we want to make up, there is no tashlumen for your mincha. You were amazed that you pushed it up intentionally to the last minute, and now, you're here the last minute, you gotta do one. So then maybe the Yushalmi says that's what mincha beats mutzah, but perhaps the Yushalmi would agree in a case where you have, where it was a case where you could do tashlumin on mincha, then he would go. So that's a famous dispute, the Magen Avraham and the Yehuda. We went into the whole discussion of, that the principles of Tadir and Persumanisa with Hanukkah, Shabbat, Hanukkah, etc. And then we concluded about, the Tzvach took it even further, a bigger Kiddush. Let's say you didn't daven Shacharis. You forgot Shacharis this morning. And now it's a minute before Shkia. So you have a choice now, you know, to what you did do. Should you daven Mincha Bizmana? Or do you daven Tashlumi Shacharis? So the question is, as we raised, can you do the Tashlumi without the Chova? I mean, what do you mean? You're saying, is that a possibility? I could do Tashlumi Shacharis without doing Mincha? That's what the Tzvach raises, and he wants to suggest, yes. He says he wants to claim the whole principle, what's the reason why we assume the chova, the mandatory tefillah, must precede the tashlumin, is because tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. For most people, you're davening more than the regular than the makeup, so it's a tadir. So yeah, but that's why, that's only a din l'chatchila. When you have a din of which order you're going to do, in a case like this, where if I don't do tashlumin on shacharis, I'm going to miss it, the Tzvach has a tremendous kiddush. He says you could do tashlumei shacharis, and then apparently make it up by two shmoneh esreis later. That point is a tremendous kiddush, that the fact that the chova must come before the tashlumin is midin tadir, but seems to go against the Gemara on brachas and the chafam beis, which the Rif points out, and others, that The Gemara, when a person forgets, he sleeps through, he had a nice good cholent, he slept through mincha, he wakes up, it's night time. So he has, okay, so you have to daven ma'ariv and you do a tashlumei mincha. The issue is, which one should you put Havdalah in? So the first one's the chova, and then so you daven ma'ariv, you put a tafa and then the next one, you don't. That's you should. The whatever person did not say it in the first one and put it in the second one. So the Gemara says you got to daven a third time. The first one esrei is a nothing. You have to daven a third one esrei. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We passed in. You say, forget about Tashlum and you daven mincha. It's Ma'ariv now. You daven Ma'ariv and you say, wait a second. I left out a tafa and tana which one esrei. So luck is ein magzirin also. We don't go back. Because we makadish ala coast, because we're going to make Havdalah on the coast later on. So which one is it? In the first part of the Gemara, it's Mashma, that if you forget Havdalah, because he said if you didn't do Havdalah in the first Mashma, you got to do two more, implying that Havdalah is Likuva. And from the other Brayse, it says it's not. So Tosis points out, don't give this answer. Maybe it was talking about different time periods where it was only, originally we didn't make, there was no concept of Havdalah ala Yayin. We were afflicted with poverty, and that's the reason why they discuss that's the Ramban by Motsoi Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out Motsoi Shabbos, so perhaps he says there's no chidin. There's no discussion, different sheets, there's a separate shear. Do you make Havdalah Sunday night? Do you not make Havdalah at all? So over there, the Ramban talks about that Tisha B'Av is like, we're like poor, and that's like the original din of the Gemara, that maybe there was no chiyav at all to make Havdalah over Yayin. So Ketosis says, we don't like to give answers that two different prices are talking about two different time periods. Right? So maybe when we say you don't go back, it's when you're making Havdalah over wine. But the other Gemara is showing you don't. He says, we don't like giving those answers. So the risk is another answer. The risk says, no, that's not the pshat. Really, you never go back. Havdalah is you don't go back for, because we're going to hear Havdalah al coast. What is the Gemara meaning the third one? And say it's a din, because by you doing Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei, not the first, you are showing you're doing your makeup first, and you're doing your Chiyuv now. He says, that's not good, that's Likuva. If you, we see it's not even in Tadir, the Gemara says explicitly that you have to daven in the third Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, we see from this Gemara, you can't even daven the Tashlumin before the Chova. Certainly then, you can't do the Tashlumin like the Tzach wants, and Mechai is doing Tashlumei Shachris in a vacuum. From the rip we see, forget about doing it in a vacuum, you can't even do Tashlumin before the Chova. In fact, the Rav went into it, because maybe it's part of his discussion, we'll discuss more in 2 weeks, about how the whole, in order to daven, you have to have a matir. We can't just get up. That's why there's certain ways, Chazal, after it's Anshek, has to know all the, and common Nevi'im. Because when we set up Tfilah, you need Nevi'im to know exactly what words fit in, what words don't, etc. You might praise them in the wrong way. So for Tfilah, you need a matir. So you want the whole discussion how the Chov is kind of like the matir for the Tashlumin. But you can't do a Tashlumin without a Chova. So basically, we assume against the Chiddush of the Tzach that if one is already a minute before Shkia, you can't fit two in, then you gotta go with Mincha. Because you can't do a Tashlumin in a vacuum. You must first do the Chova, and then do a Tashlumin. And then we discussed about the Machlokes Reb Chaim and the Mishnah Brura in terms of what about you daven, you slept, the cholent was so good, you had an early Mincha, and you woke up already, and it was the morning. So you missed Ma'ariv. So now it's Shacharit. So you gotta make up your Shmoneh Esrei. So in which Shmoneh Esrei do you insert the, assuming, just think you haven't heard Havdalah, which of the two Shmoneh Esreis would you put this to Havdalah in? So, the Mishnah Berurah writes the Pashas, the second one. The first one, Nidavah, is Midim Shacharit. The second one is Tashlumin and Ma'ariv. That's where Havdalah belongs. Reb Chaim said no. Reb Chaim said you put it in the first one, because he says, it's true 99% of the time you say Havdalah in the Ma'ariv Shmoneh Esrei. That's purely coincidental. The halacha is, the first Tfilat Chol after Shabbos, that's where Havdalah belongs. In a normal time, 99% of the time, you're going to be Ma'ariv. There's no inner connection between Tfilat Ma'ariv and Atach and Antano. That just happens to be coincidentally the first Tfilat Chol. And therefore, in a case where a person slept the whole night and woke up in the morning, The Rav Chaim says you daven Havdol in the first Shmoneh Esrei, and you and not in the second. That was a machlokas of the Mishnah Brura and the Rav Chaim.
So it might come up if you're north in the summer. The sun never sets.
You say even when it even if it does, it's 10, 11 o'clock. You mean people?
Well,
like different places, yeah.
After midnight, it's still light
out. Right, that gets in. Right, but that, the difference is whether it's going to stay light 24 hours, or if it's actually going to get dark, but it's not might not happen 2 in the morning. That's all. That's
a cold rumor. Yeah, that you actually don't make up Bella until the next day.
So you mean? Morning. Oh, you're actually there, so you make what the next morning? Well, what was when it was
Sunday morning?
Because they don't know exactly when Shabbos is over. Right, so I'm saying, you know, the different sheets is exactly, but in general, the different sheets is in terms of, let's say, you're never going to get dark, so then different things, where you just make an arbitrary split 12 and 12, or other factors, but that's a separate discussion. So on this issue of Tashlum, there's another very interesting question, very halachah ma'aseh, I mean, hopefully it's not halachah ma'aseh, but it could be halachah ma'aseh tomorrow, for any one of us. So what happens if you daven, you daven mincha tomorrow, fine, and then you, okay, Kabbalah Shabbos, Ma'ariv, and then you're about to daven, Tzvila Shmoneh Esrei, and you say, wait a second, I forgot to say the same Tavol Matar in my mincha Erev Shabbos. We all know, on Shabbos itself, we don't say the same Tavol Matar. It's in the Bakasha section, and there's, basically, once there's no bakashas, but bakashas are minimized on Shabbos. So what do you do? In other words, is there a tashlumin? Do you daven two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night, or does it say mubos v'yachol litzchan? That's it. I blew it. I missed my talo matar. So the first question is forget about mincha Friday afternoon. What about in general? What's the halacha if you forgot talo matar in your Shmoneh Esrei? So the halacha is, if you know you forgot, so then it doesn't make a difference when it happens. It's a Tal Matar, you have to be Chozer. That's the halacha. If you know you did not say it either way, either direction, so the halacha is, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei over. So the question is, why do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei over? What is the nature of the Din of Tal Matar? In other words, during that season, is Talal Matar considered migup hatfila, inherent? It's like I'm reading the words Baruch Aleinu, Lam Hashinim. It takes on those words inherent in the Shmoneh Esrei. In fact, I daven the same way. If I daven the wrong words in the other brachas, I have to go back. So too, it's no different. Or do I say no? It's not considered part of the actual bracha. It's a chiyuv she'ela. During this time of the season, we have an obligation to request rain, to have a bakasha for rain. But it's not mikufat tefila, it's external to the tefila. But according to everyone, you have to go back. In other words, either you have to go back because, in fact, you didn't dive in Shmoneh Esrei at all. It's like you missed the key point, and in fact, that would be, true of any bracha. But I think, no. Really, I fulfill my mitzvah Shmoneh Esrei. But Chazal said, I can't say Talal Matar in a vacuum. I can't just get up and say the same Talal Matar and go home. I have to say in the context of another Shmoneh Esrei, everyone thinks you have to go back. The question is why you have to go back. Do you have to go back because it's like you didn't daven at all? Or you have to go back because not because you did daven, but now you have the chiyav of Baruch Hashem Liolam, you have a chiyav to mention Talal Matar during the winter season. And I can't do it in a vacuum, so I have to repeat it Shmoneh Esrei. Either way, you have to go back. So my nafkamina. So they point out this is nafkamina. It's when you can't go back, or let's say, when you can't repeat Talal Matar. So Friday afternoon, you daven, if you didn't daven mincha at all, nothing to talk about, so you daven two Shmoneh Esrei Friday night, the whole Magen Avraham situation. But here, as you daven mincha, you just left out the same Talal Matar. So now what? So if I say that it's inherent in part of tefillah, so I didn't daven at all, I never have to daven. That's the brisker sheet, the Rav Chaim and the brisker stuff. The same Talal Matar was inherent to the Shmoneh Esrei, and they said, Zadask, in this case, if you miss Talo Matar, Mincha Erev Shabbos, it's not a Shaila. You're Chayat, you did not dive in Mincha, and you have a classical din of Tashulman. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank disagrees. And he compares, and he says it's like Yalo V'Yavo. There's a famous, again, so we know that Allah is by Yalo V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, so basically the Gemara says at night you don't go back if you forget, if you dive in Ma'irav, but Ein Mekayesh and Esach Chodesh Balayah, so you don't go back. However, let's go Tasha Shachar to Mincha, you do go back. If you don't say Yalo V'Yavo at Shachar to Mincha, you remember after you finish, you have to go back, and repeat them. But again, so why do you have to go back? That's the same chakira they have by Yalo V'Yavo. Is it because it's like I didn't daven what's called Mincha Shacharis, there's another shacharis you could daven Mincha, but let's deal with Mincha. I daven Mincha left out Yalo V'Yavo. So why do I have to go back? I have to go back. It's a given. Why do I have to go back? Is it because it's like I didn't daven Mincha at all? I didn't do anything. So my original chi of Mincha is still there. I haven't daven Mincha yet. They say no. I daven Mincha. But there's a separate, because Baruch Hashem Yolam, they say you have to mention Yoni Rosh Chodesh in my Shmoneh Esrei, and I can't do it in a vacuum. So therefore, I have to repeat a whole Shmoneh Esrei just so I can get the same towel, Yalo V'Yavo. In fact, that's what the post is pointing. Yeah, we have Mishra Din, you can listen to the Chazaret HaShat, we'll see, to the Yotzeh, but we don't, I'll get to it in a second. But that's the same issue by Yalo, so the feedback that Frank says, so what's the famous Shiloh by Yalo V'Yavo? Is if a person forgets Davin's Mincha, but forgets Yalo V'Yavo, the last Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is over tonight's Ma'ariv. So it's over. So now you Davin Mincha, forget if you didn't Davin Mincha at all. Okay, so that's Tushim HaNesh, there's nothing to talk about. But if you Davin Mincha and left out Yalo V'Yavo, do I have to Davin Tushim HaNesh Motzai Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh is over? Because I'm not going to say Yalo V'Yavo. That's the issue. How do you view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo V'Yavo? Is it a nothing? If I view it as a nothing, I didn't daven at all. So then that's the sheet in the Rishonim that say that I have to repeat another Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Bali Tosef on the top of Chavav of Aveis and Brachas, he says, what's the point? You're not going to gain anything. Apparently, he says, like the second side, that with Tfilah you already fulfilled your mitzvah. I daven Mincha. What do you mean I didn't daven? I daven Mincha. I'm just lacking the Chiyah HaSara, okay? I can't make it up anymore, so that's it. I don't have it. So, and in fact, you know, and we said that was the Shiloh also, the Magen Avraham writes, that you could, if a person, so the luck is if you forget Yalo V'Yavo and Shacharis, strictly speaking, you have to repeat Shacharis. But I love it. The Magen Avraham says, if you dive in Musaf, and then you remember, after you already dive in Musaf, so wait a second, I forgot Yalo V'Yavo and Shacharis. The Magen Avraham says you don't have to go back. So what is it? No so great am I in the Shemitah Yitzhar Har Sinai. But what is Musaf have? The fact that I have Musaf means I don't have to go back to Shacharis. What does one thing have to do with the other? So clearly the Magen Avraham is working with Shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda that he views that Shmoneh Esrei as done. You already davened Shmoneh Esrei. You just lacking the Chiyah Haskara. So that's a Tzvilas Musaf. The whole Musaf is dedicated to Rosh Chodesh. So you could use the Musaf as Yechiyah HaSkara. And the other sheikh says, no. If I view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo V'Yavo as a nothing, if it's a nothing, it doesn't help me to listen to Musaf. I always have to daven Shacharis and Musaf. That's the other sheikh who says that Musaf, that davening Musaf wouldn't help.
If, according to the first opinion, that you need to say Yalo V'Yavo, then why have...
Everyone agrees you have to go back. The question is why? Either right. Because you didn't dial it at all, or just the Chiyah HaSkara, yes,
or what? So, if Musaf is fully in a scar, then why do you have to do it after you said Yalo V'Yavo and Shabbat?
You're saying in general?
Right.
No, so obviously, there's a Lichat Tila, the Chazal set up, you know, Tfilas Musaf, it's an added, like, in general, you know, on the more, you know, like the connected carbonos or different days, it's reboy tzila on those days. You tie it in a different way. So lechatzila, it's a busy event. No one's saying lechatzila, leave out Yalo V'Yavo and listen to Musaf, but it's already post facto. You know, once you...
No, but I'm saying it's the other way. If you said Yalo V'Yavo and went after the Shabbat.
Right, so why do you have to have a Musaf at all?
Right.
That's the thing, it's a separate... No, right, it's just a separate... it's a separate davchiyah to daven mussaf. We could piggyback on, since we have a chiyah to daven mussaf anyway, I'm going to do it now, so then somehow it works, it's close enough. Again, let me point out, this is only if you get a daven mussaf within a reasonable time after shacharit. That's why I say, shacharit and mincha are fundamentally the same. If you would daven mussaf after mincha, so if you forgot Yalav Yavla mincha, I'm assuming the same halach. They all talk about it in shacharit, but I'm thinking there's no difference between shacharit and mincha. The only difference is a pragmatic one, that we usually daven mussaf in the morning. But in Echinami, if you didn't daven mussaf yet, and you forgot mincha, then you could, according to the Magen Avraham, you should be able to be yotzei as well. I said the Rav had a bigger chiddush. The Rav says that even if you, the Magen Avraham's chiddush is that if you remember after you daven, according to Magen Avraham, if I remembered right after shacharit, I should daven over again. It's only if I already daven mussaf. The Rav had a bigger chiddush, that even if you remember after shacharit, it's before mussaf. Don't worry about it; you'll catch it. The machlokas on alechatchila did. Everyone agrees, not everyone, within that shita, once you daven mussaf, it works. So the machlokas, the Rav and the Magen Avraham is, what's the better alechatchila? So the Magen Avraham says he thinks it's better to daven over again. The Rav says no, we know we're not going to have kavan anyway, like the Ramah tells us. So in general, we try to minimize our tchila today. We have to daven, so we do the best we can. But since we know that b'di'eved, since we know we're not going to have any kavanah, and in theory they're all brachal of atolus, but what we do, we have to do a chayav, so therefore we have to daven. But in the case where you have a busy eved, where you don't have to daven over it, he thought it's better even l'chatchila to wait to ask the mussaf. Therefore I just take it in between shita. When someone comes to me after shacharit before mussaf, which I said, I really can't discuss it now, I'll come back to me after mussaf and I'll give you the answer. Then when you have the mussaf, I just tell them not to go back. But according to most poskim, they tell you the strict stock is you should daven shacharit over again. That's according to the content, but the Rav's reason is, again, it's very compelling. It's only l'chatchila. Everyone agrees, even the Magen Avraham, even if you didn't daven over again, but you listened to it work, he just thinks it's better, I just think it's better not to daven over again because, at least for myself, anyway, because the kavanah we have. But either way, so that's, in fact, this shaila, and that's why they point out, the other nachmina was, as I said, if you forget either, according to the Zifat Zachariah, anyway, Tawa Mati Yala Biyavo, you daven and you left it out, so really, if you're right in, you can rely on the Chazara Tashat. The question is, how can you rely on the Chazara Tashat? The halacha is, today, Baki. And clearly, if you daven Shemon Esrei, you're not Baki. So we see that, again, that sheet is working with the assumption that you fulfilled your mitzvah shmoneh. It's true, whether we say you can't rely on chazaras hashad, that is fulfill your mitzvah of shacharit or mincha. But if I already fulfilled my mitzvah, and this lacking the chiyav hatzkara, then we see there's room to be makel. And so today we don't do it because we don't have enough kavana to sit there listening to every word of the chazan, when it's better off, and you can't hear the chazan talking, you want to work, whatever the reasons are, we just assume pragmatically you could daven over again. But maker has been, so the Rishpas that Frank says, he thinks Talal Mutzer and Yalav Yavo are the same. That they're both not inherent to the Shemona Esrei. You're going back because you're lacking the Chiyav Haskara or the Chiyav She'ela, whatever you're lacking, and that's why you have to go back. So therefore, the Rishpas that Frank says that you wouldn't go back. That this like a similar case would be, let's say the last Rosh Chodesh ends on Friday. So it would be a similar case, you daven mincha, you left out Yalav Yavo, and now it's Meirav. So what do I, Rosh Chodesh is over. So now, what do I do? What's the halacha? So what do we do in the case when it's not Shabbat? Let's say the first case I spoke about, let's say it's Tuesday, you left out Yalav Yavo. So we said to Machlokes, we've shown him whether I should, Rosh Chodesh is over, Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Rif in the Bali Tosfos, of whether you have to go back. What's the point? I can't do Yalav Yavo. I missed it. That's it. I already got my missed of Tzila. The Rif says, no, you didn't do anything and you have to daven over again. How do we paskin during the week? Forget about Shabbat. So let's say it happens Tuesday night. So what do we do then? So my focus is, Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif, so what do we do? So actually it's the real spake of the Dina. So what we do is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down is, we daven a second Shemona Esrei, but we make the following tenai, the following stipulation. if the riff is right, so I'm davening, could I have a chiyuv? This is a chiyuv preshulim, and I have to daven. And if Rabbi Yehuda is right, I want this to count as a tzilas nedava. Even though ordinarily we don't do a tzilas nedava anymore, because we're not, even though the Gemara says, halvai, sheyifal adam kol yom kulo, that's why the Gemara says, even though a suffix mitzvalo, suffix edo mitzvalo, even though, let's say, pashas tzilas drabanan, you would say suffix drabanan lakula, yet the machaba writes, kozer mitzvalo. So why? Because based on this principle of halvaisha, yisfal adam kol yom, really, it's appropriate always to be davening, as the Rav used to always like quoting the Yerushalmi, that really a person should really have two mouths. One mouth should be davening 24 hours a day, another mouth you do whatever you have to. So really it's always appropriate, but two and another had to add a dava chiddush, etc. So the chiddush is in this case, ein lacha chiddush could always do. If it's a suffix in halacha, that's a good big enough chiddush that you could daven. So that's what we would do. If we missed it during the week, we daven two shmoneh esrei because we don't know it's a sveita d'dina. So what's the difference between Tuesday and Friday? And that's what Rav Pesach Frank points out, based on the Rambam and others. The problem with Friday night is there's no tzilas nedava on Shabbos. We don't do why there isn't a separate discussion, that's because why it's based on the carbon. You can't bring a carbon that the Rambam brings, you can't bring a carbon for Shabbos, you can't bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos, and tzilas nedava is based on that concept. So therefore, since you can't bring an extra, so pashas it seems to be, one could argue and say, well, the reason why you can't bring a carbon because of your machal Shabbos, what's wrong with davening? But either way, that's the way we assume. It's a chiddush in the Rambam, but halacha, that's the way we assume. No tzilas nedava on Shabbos. So therefore, we're stuck here. We can't take the cop out, make out tonight, let him do Tuesday night. We've got to take a stand on the machlokes. Friday night will dictate what is the Ikar Adin here, because I can't say, well, if it's this way, what am I going to do? So according to Rav Chaim and the Rav, it's not an issue. This isn't the question. Talamut is different than Yalav Yavo. Talamut is like you didn't daven at all. There's nothing to talk about. It's inherent in the Tzvila. And therefore you have to, so according to the others, the Tzvi Pesach Frank and non-briskers, we assume Talamut is a Chil of Sheila, like similar to Yalav Yavo. And whatever Tzvi Pesach Frank's right is the fact you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah, that he says, what do you mean it's inherent? The fact even if you miss it in Baruch Leini, you can still make it up later on. You know, whatever Rav Chaim can have different answers for that, but that's the machlokas. So therefore, to receive that, so according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who equates Yalav Yavo with Talal Mutter, so it's the same shayla. What do? If I forget Yalav Yavo, I dive in Mincha, I leave out Yalav Yavo Erev Shabbos, and then the Rav is over, or it's tomorrow, and I dive in Mincha and leave out Talal Mutter, if you're a brisker, it's easy, you dive in over a second time. What happens, according to others, if he picks up Frank, what do you do? So therefore, we invoke the classical principle, Safik Brachas Vahakel. Since it's a Sveka Dedina, how we pack in, so all week long, we could be most even day Safik by making a Tanai. That if it's a Lachas Akeva Yehuda, it's a Tzilas Nedava. We don't have that luxury, because we can't do a Tzilas Nedava, so therefore it's a real Sveka Dedina. And the Mishnah Berurah writes it by Yalav Yavo, and the Sifat HaFrank says it by Talal Mutter. Safek Brachas Hako, if it happens tomorrow, don't repeat a second Ma'ariv. Because since it's a Shaila, so therefore, whether we are Yosei, and therefore we can't, or you can just argue, here we see Me'ikar Adin, that we see you are Yosei, and you don't go back. But the Sifat HaFrank says Safek Brachas Hako, and therefore for both of those Shailas, so the briskets would make it, the briskets would be more than Tiyala V'yavo, to not to go back, because then it's a no Tzilas Nedava, but Talal Mutter, they'll disagree on, and the consensus view is that we view them both the same. Is it interesting, yeah?
If it's all as karma, then why ever repeat? Because if it's by its double mincha, then you've already had your first Tiyala V'yavo and mincha, as it's Shachas mincha.
Which case? What's the case? You daven. It's Rosh Chodesh. What's the case? You talk about Yalav Yavo. So okay, so you daven in Mincha.
You've
Okay.
Okay, you dive in Shach without Yael V'Yavo, yeah?
I guess you dive in Musaf too late to really connect them.
Okay, yeah, so...
And then you have Mincha. Now,
you already dive in Musaf, but in the mid, no man's right. Man. Okay, yeah, so Musaf is out.
Why don't you say Yael V'Yavo?
Now you dive in Mincha, now what do you do? No Yael V'Yavo,
with you?
You
dive in Yael V'Yavo.
Okay.
Why don't you dive in Yael V'Yavo and Mincha? Isn't that enough? You've already done this one after by Shachas, and you've had a... You've said Yael V'Yavo now.
No, right, so apparently you need to, apparently it has to be in the context of, like, the Tashlumin. So the Musaf of the Chiddush is that since it's Karav Ladover, we, like, consider it, you know, like Shlomo Lachem Rebbe talking, you know, borrowing the principle, there has to be some smicha to show that some, and also, not only that, but Musaf itself is dealing with, it's another tefillah you're doing.
Is there any mention that Musaf is in the one Shabbos? Like, you know, Musaf can go for 7 hours, but let's say you call,
that's what I pointed out. I think the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham would apply to Mincha also, if you're going to dive in Musaf after Mincha.
If you hold Musaf, it can be the whole day.
Right, you know, which we assume is right.
Anyone who says, when they say that Musaf works, is that Musaf, when it is said, is my Mincha, this month's from Shabbos. In other words, since you usually dive Musaf before, you know, since the seventh hour, you have Musaf in as much chakras. So it might be that you're missing chakras, you dive Musaf, and then the question emerges whether you should be dive chakras. But that question will only apply to the fourth hour or the sixth hour. But the Musaf wouldn't apply if it's already in the, you know, six and a half hour.
I'm saying is the case, the classical case is when you're davening Musaf right after Shabbat, right? I'm saying is that's, you know, there has to be some chibur, you know, some connection, and that's why they point out that what did we say that if you forget Talo Mutter in Baruch Aleinu, so what's the halacha we passed in? You make it up in Shema Aleinu, you could insert it into the Shema Tefillah. So what happens if you forget it in Shema Kolenu as well, and now, if you're Akar Raglav, if you already took your 3 steps back, that's it, you go back. Let's say you're in the middle, whatever, somewhere in between, you haven't gone back yet, and so where do you go back to? You know, so if you remember that you forgot Talal Mutter, and you're in the middle of Bolda Manasnuah, whatever, Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, so where do you go back to? What would you say? Where do we go back to? If you forget Halacha Maaseh, or just, what would you do if you forgot them? So basically, I would have said logically that the best place you go back to, I'd say, is Shema Kolenu. If you tell me we can make it up a Shema, why would I go back and repeat all those other brachas? In fact, I believe that is one of the Shitas Tosa, I think it's one of the Shitas in the Rishonim, not the way this we pass it in Shulchan Aruch, but the real Shitas in the Rishonim, which makes sense to me, you go back to Shema Kolenu. The Machaber, we assume you go back to Baruch Aleinu. The question is, what's then the Kudus HaMachlokas here? What's that issue all about? Once you're past Shema Kolenu, but Kodam Sha'aka Ruglov, whether you go back to Shema Kolenu, what's in the Kuda? So the Rav pointed out that it's the same issue. How do you view the thing Talal Mutter? Is that considered a Gufa Tfila? Or is it midin chiyuv sheilah? So let's assume it's the chiyuv sheilah. So we understand in general. Number one is, what's the reason why we can make it up in Shema Kolenu? So according to the Bali Tosfos, assume it's a chiyuv sheilah be'alma. So lechatchila, the most appropriate place is Baruch Aleinu for Parnasa. But Shema Kolenu is also appropriate because that's a generic. So lechatchila there, but the both. It's a chiyuv she'ela, and there's one, they're both good, but one is more appropriate than the other. The she'ela is according to the Rama, or that's the Shita, or whoever, that holds it's miguf ha'tfila. So how can you even make it up in Shema Kolenu? What's that all about? That was basically the Svi Pesach Frank Kasha on Rav Chaim. So the Rav said, you have to say a big kiddush in the Rambam, or he's not saying it, I'm saying it's a big kiddush, he's saying, Shad in the Rambam is that the din of Shema Kolenu is midin tashlumin. Now, really, you're right, you missed it. Really, Baruch Aleinu, the only place to say Talal Mutter is Baruch Aleinu, period. That's it. But it's a chiddush because you don't have, usually Tashlumin is, you finish Tefillah, but he's saying it's part of the din of Tashlumin, it's not that it's appropriate, you missed it. You make it, it's a chiyuv Tashlumin, it's Shema Aleinu, you can make it up. why not to mean it? Because another machlok is in the poskim. Let's say I said Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hashanim. I finished the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and I didn't start the kabbalah. I didn't start the next bracha. Can I insert the same talal mutter there? A similar Baruch Ata Vachaya Hameisim. I didn't say Ata. Can I do Mashiv Haruach? Can I still throw in Mashiv Haruach? So it's talal mutter. So it's a machlokas haposkim in terms of whether you can. So you know, everyone agrees you can wait to Shema Kohen and do it there. Can you? But so again, that's the totally in this Shaila Tosis in the Rambam. If you hold it's a chil of Shaila Biyama, it's okay. It's a right after Smuch Lebracha, it fits in. It's okay to put it in. If you hold that made good Hashir, I can't just say the words the same time mutter. And it's a special kiddush of Shema Kohenu. Only there I can make it. In fact, he quotes the Bir Halacha, right? And he says this isn't just a din in Talal Mutter, but he quotes the Kiddush din that let's say I missed a couple words in the middle of some other of those middle brachas. He quotes poskim that say you could also it's a din tashlumin, and so it's not just a Kiddush in Talal Mutter, it's a Kiddush of tashlumin in the middle of Shemachleino. But the other poskim apply not just Talal Mutter. If you miss different words, that would be a chiyuv. So that's the start here. If you assume Tosfos is a chiyuv sheila, so because the quickest best place to go is Shema Kohenu. You know, and therefore just go to Shema Kohenu and keep on going. According to the Rambam, you can. There's only one place. It's not. And then he says it's Basel Din Tashlumin. And once you pass Shema, you would say you're ready to go. It's like kind of like two tefillas ahead, whatever. That's how he explains the rest. Bustled in Tashlum, once you already started with say, that's it, you can't put in Shema Kohenu. The halacha is, Talal Mutter goes in Talal Mutter, that's it. There's a special din Tashlum and you blew it, you don't have Tashlum in, and you have to go back. So in Shulchan Aruch, they bring that we should go back to Baruch Aleinu, but I'm saying that's totally on the Shaila of whether Talal Mutter is inherent or not, all these questions. But similarly, the Shaila also would be, by Mashiv HaRuach, whether I could plug it in after Machaya HaMeisim, whether, you know, by assuming it's inherent, then maybe that's, you know, once I miss Machaya HaMeisim, that's, you know, it's all bliss. Or if not, if it's just a Chilav or Haskara Sheila, then you could put it, that, you know, that's the Macholas. I think it's interesting in Shulchan Aruch, I think they make a split in the Shulchan Aruch. But either way, it's a Macholas supposed to, and B'diyeved, whatever, either way, we assume Wahalacha. If you remembered, if you say Baruch Atah Lachayah HaMeisim, and you remembered, you could plug in Mashiv HaRuach Rasha and keep on going. And the same shot will be by Shema Kohenu, Baruch Hashem Shemeya Tefila, the Machlok is Rav Mentosis, but if you know, the postman will say if you plug in even after Shemeya Tefila, before you started to say, you could also plug in, you know, the Talal Mutter. So those are many interesting shilas of
Tash. So you finish, I thought, Atachon, and then you realize, so you can keep on going to
Shema Kohenu
and then plug in.
You're saying for
Atachon
and Tana?
No, from Mashiv
HaRuach and Rigash. No, that's the difference, right? Mashiv HaRuach is, you can't, once you say Atah, it's over, you have to go back to the beginning. But so why don't we have the din? Actually, I think there is a Yerushalmi that you can, it's my phone, I'm not picking up, this looking good quote, and home, okay, take away. So, there are sheets that you can make a mashiv, which is a bit chiddush. We don't really assume you can. I've seen sheets that say you can make a mashiv, but the passage is wrong. We assume, well, halacha is definitely wrong, is because we assume the reason why you can make up in Talal Mutter is because there's three sections of Shmona Esrei, the Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah. So Talal Mutter is already in Bakasha. Shema Kohenu is the summation of all the Bakasha, so therefore it's appropriate still to do the Shema Kohenu is still considered within the context, but by Mashiv HaRuach, even forget about the third, they say once you start the third bracha, end the discussion and you have to go back to the beginning.
So for Yelv Yoga, if you miss Mincha,
Which case?
Miss Mincha with
Yalaviyoga.
When?
Regular Rosh Chodesh, you think Tuesday, right. During the week. If you daven Mincha, you left out Yalaviyoga, what you do is...
Or you didn't daven Mincha.
Oh, no, so it's different. If you didn't daven mincha, then everyone agrees you have to daven two. If you didn't daven mincha, no, you have to daven two shemoneh etzreis. If you
do,
yeah, you do, because you missed mincha, so therefore, something to do, forget about yal v'yob, you didn't daven. According to everyone, you can't say I'm yotzei tefillah because you didn't daven, so that doesn't even get off the ground. Same thing, mincha erev Shabbos.
I thought it's been passed by the position that holds that you haven't davened unless you do it with
so we have to make our din is you yotze yichiyah tefillah and you're just lacking yichiyah hasara. So that's why according to the Rif, there's no difference whether you daven unless yalav you didn't daven. Either case you didn't daven. You know, you might have said some words but you didn't daven yet. But we don't assume that. We assume well, luck if you forgot mincha, nothing to do any time.
If you do a double marif, then
it according to the Rif, in those cases, you chayav to. According to the Rif, in fact, if you left out mincha, you left out yalav v'yavo, the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh, there's no shayav according to him. You have a chayav tashlum, and there's nothing to talk about. It's only tzveig et adina, whether we pass them like the Rif or Rabbeinu Yehuda. But according to the Rif, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing.
Is the same hold for Alanisim?
Alanisim? No, we assume you don't go back for Alanisim. Keep on going.
So if you left out...
Yeah, Ben Tzila, Ben Shacharis. I mean, Ben Tzila, Ben Birchas Samad. Either way, Alanisim you never go back for. I mean, Wahalacha.
That's why
right,
you should keep going if you miss
Tantal Matalibra,
or if you miss
the
Alviyah, right?
If you miss it,
well,
where are you?
Let's say you're just the point of no return.
The point
you keep going, but you're doing a
Kriyuk,
right?
In which,
you're diving Shabbat.
A regular, let's say Mincha, you're saying you remember in the middle of your Mincha.
Right, it's too late to go back.
But wait a minute, it's only too late if you're also Raglav. It's not too late. Okay. You still, so then you just go back, to Ritzay, and you go back indeed.
And what about Tantal Matalibra?
Right, the Talmud, you would go back to Baruch Aleinu.
You would go back.
Wouldn't finish the next time. No, that's right.
You're in the middle of a Tfilah Shmoneh.
No, because that's part of it. You messed up your Tfilah, you have to go back.
I thought it was going to him, it's still part of the Tfilah.
No, right, you're saying, but the choice is, it's better if you, it's your regular Tfilah, but then you have to go back and daven over again, so he's just saying it's better, instead of having to he just says it's better to, you're right, if you did finish it, that's what you have to do. But it's better just to go back and do it right the first time than have to do it the second time.
And according to him, if you forget Yahweh, we double the same with one Shmoneh. I mean, repeat, so you can have the same
Talmud
in the next one.
Yeah.
Fine, right?
But actually, it's interesting. Shala, they talk about whether, they switch either order. Like, in that, whether you miss, when you call once, right, then. If you assume you didn't daven at all, so then, right, but according to that, then maybe you could say each one carried the other one. See, the post can talk about that, yeah.
That's
unless you have any questions.